Hello and good evening. Welcome to Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutin.
Welcome to the show. This is where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. Let's begin with the number of cases of COVID-19 today. Malaysia saw 235 new confirmed cases, the highest daily increase so far. There are now a total of 2,031 COVID cases as of noon today. Four deaths were also reported today, making the total 23. Now, in other COVID-related news, yesterday it was reported that in Cameron Highlands, farmers were throwing away hundreds of tons of vegetables. And the same thing had apparently happened to fishermen. They had dumped their fish back into the sea because they were unable to send fish to markets in cities. Now, Senior Minister Ismail Sabri Yaakob had responded by noting that the police had given their assurance that these supply vehicles will be given easy passage. However, the problem might be in the other ways the MCO affects the supply and delivery of food, including the restriction of workers at markets and operating hours. So tonight on the show, we will be taking a closer look at food supply and food security. Now, to find out the situation on the ground for grocers and supermarkets, we have joining us right now Peter Udall, General Manager of the Food Purveyor, which operates the Village Grocer, Ben's Independent Grocer and Pasaraya OTK. Peter, good evening. Thank you for joining us tonight. Now, can you begin by sharing with us what you've observed in these past couple of weeks? I mean, what has changed in shoppers' behaviours from before the MCO announcement to now?
Well, good evening. Yes. Well, the supermarket industry in Malaysia and worldwide has never experienced anything like this before. We had a small build-up of sales with much fuller trolleys from around Friday the 13th. However, it was on Monday the 16th that we experienced customer volume and sales on an unprecedented scale across all of our stores. Since that Monday, shopping behavior has definitely changed. No longer ambling down the aisles, taking time in a relaxed fashion to find their purchases, much more focused, driven and determined, and buying a lot more food on each trip. Particularly hard-shopped areas have been canned food, especially canned fish, cooking oil, rice, pasta, eggs, toilet and kitchen paper and bread. And now average trolley value has gone up enormously during this time.
And Peter, could you explain how the supermarkets like yours cope with this spike in demand?
Well, it's been very, very challenging operationally, of course. Initially, you know, with this tsunami of customers caused overcrowding in our stores, making it difficult for both our customers to negotiate their shopping trip, but also very, very difficult for our staff to replenish at the rate that the shelves are being emptied as well. But we've been paying particular notification to the latest updates from the MOH, DBKL, and of course, government announcements to ensure that we are trading safely and legally as possible and up to date, because it's been very, very fast moving.
Right.
So with that, we've had to introduce a lot of new procedures. Firstly, we had to introduce a crowd control management, overseeing customer flow into our stores, stopping customers when required with maximum numbers of customers allowed into our stores at any given time. Social distancing has, of course, been very, very important. Difficult to do, as I'm sure you'll understand, in our stores, but we have managed to do it by marking out 1 meter spacing at critical pinch points around our stores. All our shopping trolleys are now sanitized every single time before being given to one of our customers. Hand sanitizer is available at all entrances and all of our checkouts. All of our staff are wearing face masks and gloves, and we have specially allotted shopping hours for our elderly and frail customers.
Right.
And ensuring all of these important new procedures are in place is now our main priority.
Okay.
And has definitely pushed our operations team to the max.
Well,
with all other regular operational duties as well, with increased volumes also pushing us hard too.
Mm. Peter, you mentioned just now that, you know, you're struggling to replenish shelves after you're seeing this spike in demand or this increased demand. Has your supply chain been affected in any way? I mean, for both imported and domestic products?
Yeah, that's a great question. Yes, well, domestically, with the huge spike in demand that has been relentless since the MCO announcement, and the fact that there are now a lot of roadblocks checking our delivery lorries from both our own DC and also direct from our suppliers. Consistency of availability has been compromised. It's really a mixture of short supplies due to exceptional demand and logistical challenges of extra lorries required, longer waiting times at our stores to unload, and extra volumes and queuing at roadblocks. So I believe there is enough product out there, but it's also a balance of the two that's causing issues. Now, for imported products, as we are Malaysia's number one premium supermarket retailer, we do import a lot of products, particularly from Australia, where we take a lot of meat, fruit, and vegetables. Now, due to the increased domestic demand in Australia, there has been far less product available for export. Furthermore, air freight is also more difficult right now with fewer flight slots available.
Peter, what about the message that's been going out from leaders in the country that people should calm down, that in fact there's sufficient amount of food and other kinds of supplies, and that message, do you think, is actually reaching the target audience? I mean, do you see that reflected in any way, at any point in the last 2 weeks? Have you seen that message taken to heart?
Well, actually, I have. Yes, we definitely have, because I think initially it's very difficult for everyone, this situation. We're used to living in a certain way, and having to adapt to a new style of living is so quickly. Is very difficult and very challenging. But I would say that, you know, the vast majority of our customers have been fantastic. And, you know, all of these new procedures that we've implemented, they fully understand and actually complement us in taking these steps.
Right. Yeah. Peter, you talked about those new procedures a little bit earlier, the crowd control management, the ensuring social distancing. Do you have an SOP in place for finding, if you find a customer that has been exposed to the virus or is a confirmed case? Do you have containment measures for that?
We do. Yes, we do. We do. We have contingency measures for all sorts of scenarios, and this is just one of them. Yes.
What will you do to the shop, the supermarkets and the grocers, if you find you've confirmed a case where the customer is a COVID positive shopper?
Well, obviously, we would advise the customer to isolate and seek medical attention. And if this were to happen in one of our stores, then we would shut it down for a certain period of time while we completely disinfect and cleanse the store before prior opening again. Yeah.
Okay, and in the last couple of minutes that we have left, Peter, what advice do you have for shoppers going about, the only respite, of course, you know, in this past 9 days or so has been going to buy, to stock up on supplies at the grocers. Yeah. What advice do you have for shoppers in the next coming weeks?
Well, I have a few things I'd like to say. First of all, you know, only leave your house if it's really, really important. And ideally, one shopper at a time is always best, and the rest of the family can stay at home to minimize the risk of infection, whether that be a driver or a maid or other members of your family. Always wear a face mask and gloves if possible, and try to wash your hands with sanitizer as often as you can. But please shop responsibly and consider other consumers. There is plenty of food to feed Malaysia, I promise you. And please eat lots of healthy food to boost your immune system and stay healthy.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing those insights with us. We're going to take a quick break and continue our look at the food supply and food security here in Malaysia. Back with more on Consider This. Stay tuned.